AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Jury selection is slated to begin today in Donald Trump's hush money case. It's the first criminal trial of a former president in modern history. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the latest.
Donald Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records, allegedly to keep porn actress Stormy Daniels quiet about an affair, which he denies. This weekend, Trump said,
"Have a good time watching."
Trump's trial will begin like everyone else's with the selection of a jury of his peers. But unlike most other cases, potential jurors will be asked if they ever attended a Trump campaign event or what talk shows they listened to. One of his lawyers, Will Scharf, on Fox News Sunday, says the credibility of key witness and former Trump fixer Michael Cohen will be challenged.
This is a man who numerous courts have found guilty of perjury in the past. And I think ultimately the jury is going to have to weigh the credibility of the various witnesses.
He says it hasn't been decided yet if the former president will take the stand. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In an AP interview, financial therapist Lindsay Brian Podvin says those who are still procrastinating over filing their tax returns should give themselves a fun incentive to get it done.
Plan on celebrating once you're done filing your taxes. Ask your friend to go for a walk with you or to come over for dinner. Give yourself a high five because filing taxes can be pretty stressful.
At a UN Security Council meeting on Sunday, U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood said Iran launched more than 300 munitions at Israel in an attack over the weekend.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms the unprecedented attack on the state of Israel by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its militant proxies and partners. Iran's intent was to cause significant damage and death in Israel.
The attack was in response to an Israeli airstrike last week that killed two Syrian generals. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a big question. Are Americans feeling like they get enough sleep?
A new Gallup poll finds that the majority of Americans, 57%, would feel better if they could have more sleep, while only 42% say they're getting as much sleep as they need. In contrast, in 2013, when Americans were last asked, it was just about the reverse, 56% saying they got the needed sleep, and 43% saying they didn't. The poll also asked respondents to report how many hours of sleep they usually get per night. Only 26% said they got 8 hours or more, which is around the amount sleep experts say is recommended for health and mental well-being. The majority reported getting only 6 to 7 hours, while one-fifth got 5 hours or less, a jump from the 14% who reported getting the least amount of sleep in 2013. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.